and welcome. This is Colleen O'Grady, the host of the Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. This is a gathering place for moms to be encouraged, nurtured, and inspired. Also, you'll learn the latest in teen research and trends and get practical parenting tips. You really can improve your relationship with your teen and enjoy the teenage years. Hello, welcome back everyone. This is the 11th episode of the Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. The title of our show today, Clothing Police or Style Icon? Today I will be interviewing Catherine Cassidy. After working in the fashion industry for Robinson's May, which you would now know as Macy's, and BCBG, Catherine Cassidy founded YouStyled in 2008 to give professional women the tools to live their lives in style by curating a wardrobe they love that makes getting dressed each morning easy and effortless. And that sounds nice. So for Catherine, it's not just about style. It's about empowering women to step into their power using their style as a catalyst. She helps women define their style, integrate it into who they are and how they show up, and then help them build a wardrobe they love that supports their personal and professional goals. Catherine graduated with a degree in business from the University of Southern California and is truly a Trojan for life. She is active with the women's alumni groups in Los Angeles, where she currently lives. Catherine also volunteers with Step Up Women's Network, an organization that empowers teen girls from under-resourced communities to be confident, college-bound, and career-ready, as well as propels professional women through connections, collaborations, and continuous development. So welcome, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm so glad that you are here. So in this podcast, I am going to be focusing primarily on mothers and daughters. And definitely one of the top five things that moms and daughters fight about is clothes. Now, mom, right? So you think you're going to have a nice mother-daughter bonding experience, and you take your daughter shopping. And before you know it, she has a huge temper tantrum. And so you end up spending way more money than you intended. And then you hope surely she will be happy and grateful. But then the next day she tells you that she has nothing to wear. And then if a mom tells her daughter that her short skirt is not flattering to her, well, you know that is not going to go well. Or one of my moms told me her daughter was going to a dance and came down the stairs in a dress that was revealing on both ends. Actually, mom thought it was really a spandex shirt, not a dress. And she demanded that her daughter go upstairs and take that dress off immediately. Well, that didn't go well either. Or many of you have been in the position that you are going out for a nice family dinner and you ask your daughter to dress up and she comes out in an oversized Lady Gaga t-shirt, torn up tights, and clunky black boots. Now, clothes, image, style, beauty unfortunately become a battleground for many moms and daughters. This constant battling turns into an overarching negativity that spills into self-image and damages confidence. So first, I want to look at the deeper issues around image and style and see if we can turn this negativity around into something positive for both mom and daughter. So, all right, Catherine, here's my first question for you. So Brené Brown talks about that the number one shame issue for women and girls is body issues. So being a stylist, how do you address this issue when helping women find their style? And would you approach teenage girls differently?
Well, I think for one, we sort of do what we teach, or we teach what we need to learn. So I've been through my own process of coming to love my body. And what I have found with working with my clients is that it does not matter what your size is. You could be a skinny, skinny mini, or you could be a plus size, and every woman has hangups over her body. So what I focus on is, you know, first of all, taking away anything that has to do with, you know, how clothes can make you feel frumpy or just not your best. And a lot of that has to do with finding clothes that fit you well, obviously. Mm-hmm. And yeah. When I'm working with clients, because my background's in merchandising, it's like I can look at the clothes and it's about the designer. It's not about their body. Why it doesn't work for them is because that, you know, it's just, it's the designer did some, for the most part, because I'm picking clothes that should work for their body type.
Right.
Too, it's like, oh yeah, no, that's like, take it off. This is not, it has nothing to do with the fact that, that it doesn't fit their body. It has to do with the fact that that designer, that piece just isn't the right piece for them. So it's really working on finding pieces that do work for them so that no matter what size they are, they feel really good in their clothes and feel really good in their body. Cause really it's just about feeling good about themselves. And it's getting to that place, using your clothes to be able to get to that place. And it's not something that happens overnight, which is why I don't work with my clients just one time, because first of all, there's a learning curve. And second of all, you know, it is an ongoing process as you evolve. And as they evolve, I can push them a little bit further to try new things, which then helps them, again, become more and more comfortable in their body. But it's definitely, unfortunately, a trend among pretty much all of my clients.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if only I could lose 5 more pounds or whatever. So it's really about getting comfortable in your body now and finding clothes that fit you now. And just, there's, who cares? Like, I mean, I can tell what size people are, but I never see them as their size. You know, I see them as them. So how do we just bring out, you know, their inner beauty and use their clothes as a way to really highlight that?
That is so awesome. But so how do you get someone comfortable in their own body? I mean, that sounds a bit challenging.
I mean, it is challenging
for both mother and daughter.
Absolutely. And it is very much, it is something that it just takes patience and holding the space for them to have a tantrum about something, which is fine. Because I definitely have had clients that have tantrums, even the grown women that I work with. And they're always like, I'm sorry, it's not you, it's me. And I'm like, I know. So I don't take it personally. And I just holding the space and saying, you know, I know, especially if they're starting to go, that's oftentimes it's hormonal, which is the same thing for the teenagers. You know, your body's changing. You used to have no hips and all of a sudden you have hips and boobs and maybe you have a little bit extra belly fat because you're about to go through a growth spurt, which I still feel like I do have those, you know, like internal growth spurts. I'm like, oh, I know when I'm processing something. You know, internal, cause I'll get, I'm like, what's this around my belly? And you know what? I know how to dress it so I can hide it a little bit. I have my pieces of clothing that are not as tight as some others. So it's just holding the space, probably not unlike what you do with your clients when they're going through something. And it just takes time and love.
Yes. Yes. And I would think when you find a nice piece of clothing and makes you look good, then you can kind of be okay with your body type.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Knowing your body type and knowing how to dress your body type is absolutely key, because I don't buy into the trends at all, really. I mean, I look to the trends for inspiration, but not as this is how you're supposed to dress, because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, look at, like, if you go through the decades, there is all different kinds of body types. If you were to do the 20s, that actually is not really flattering. The flapper style is only flattering on like a straight up and down tomboy body type. But for someone with curves, that's not going to be flattering.
Yeah.
You know, or even like the Twiggy look, again, there's no waist there. Versus like the 50s mod look where that's a clearly defined waist, which is perfect for the hourglass or anybody with a pear shaped body type, because you're bringing in at the waist, you've got a little bit of an A-line. So it's really knowing how to dress your body type, which is not something that you necessarily know innately. And, it's not something that's taught, you know, and you can go and you can read the magazines, but that can still be kind of confusing. There's still a lot of questions, that can come up, even though there can be great guidance, you know, like InStyle magazine does a lot of how to dress for your body type, which I think is a great first step for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's very, you know, mass produced.
That's such a good, I mean, that's a great point because I think, I mean, especially teenage girls, they're definitely not taught about body types and they're supposed to fit into that style, that one style.
Yes. And there is no one style. There's only your style.
That's great. Thus your title.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. It's all about you. One of my best friends actually came up with the name as I was stumped on what to call my business. But it really is. It's all about you and finding your style, what works for your body type, whatever, you know, sort of inspiration you might draw from the different decades of style, whatever your life calls, you know. And it's the same thing for the daughters. You know, I mean, I've always had a very particular taste even when I was growing up, and I had my own temper tantrums growing up, and I actually think my mom handled them pretty well. we're pretty close, so it's like she did something right. I think I just grew up, but
yeah. So what can a mom do if, I mean, this is such a common struggle for moms. I mean, what can a mom do if her daughter kind of comes out and, you know, she's wearing that shirt where her cleavage is, you know, way out there, and she's wearing the shorts that are way up her booty?
Yeah. I think it comes back to the same thing that it goes back to for my clients, and it's self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And empowering your daughters to be confident in their body and in themselves, you know, and showing up however they want to be shown up and talking to them about how they want to be perceived. So it's, again, it's not like a one-stop shop. It's an ongoing process. And it's really, you know, you have to set the example. And I think really honestly, I mean, I would consider both my mom and my grandma my original style icons. And I have written about that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I think we would go on shopping trips, and oftentimes we're just like touching the fabric and enjoying, you know, going into Neiman Marcus and getting lunch and just touching all the fabrics, all the different designers, and just, you know, literally playing with clothes and having fun with it. But I think it can start with, how can you empower your daughter to find her own style? So it's not about what her friends are wearing, but she can set the precedent. She can set the tone for her friends, not unlike what I would do for my clients who are high-level executives who need to set the precedent and the tone for their office.
Right.
You know, so, and that can start with just talking to her about, like, what she likes, you know, how does she want to be perceived? What are her goals in life? Does she have any style icons? And one thing that my mom did for me, mm-hmm. that I think really empowered me from a very young age. First of all, I've been doing my own laundry since fifth grade because my mom would shrink my clothes and I'm like, no.
That's hilarious.
I negotiated more allowance for it too, of course. But she gave me a clothing allowance from sixth grade on. It would be a seasonal allowance that I could pick out my own clothes. And of course, you know, you have to trust it's sort of just saying that you trust your daughter to make choices. And part of the reason for that was because I transferred from a Catholic school to a public school. So I like literally had no clothes. So right. When I was having tantrums about, I have nothing to wear. I really didn't. I was wearing the same outfits every week. I had about enough clothes for a week's worth of outfits. So,
I wore those same outfits too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's clear this is why I do what I do. I mean, I remember what I wore that first day of class at that new school, or I remember, you know, what I wore even when I was getting my picture taken for that school. I mean, I purposefully picked out the dress to wear to make me feel really good. So I think if we can approach it from that perspective, and I have no idea why I had that much self-awareness at that age, because I don't know if that's normal, but
well, I love what you say about your mom and your grandmother. And I think what's key there is that y'all had fun. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens a lot is that I think because moms get desperate, that they end up shaming their girls. They'll say things like, I mean, and the girls, even if they say, you can't wear that, there's a message that the girl is going to get, which is, you know, you're disgusting. And so moms have to be really careful about their reactions, because I think for a mom, since I am a mom of a daughter, and a daughter who's worn some shirts that I'm like, oh my gosh, because it brings out fear in me. Because I'm like, I don't want guys looking at my daughter that way. And so I have a fear reaction, so I can say things really, in that moment, very intensely, and then she reacts. And then I know it's very easy for moms, and at that point, if the daughter sasses back, to shame her and to shame her body image, it's like and say things like, do you want to look like a slut?
Right.
And you think that you're stopping her from dressing that way, but really what she hears is, my mom thinks I'm a slut. So what you're saying about having a conversation about style is brilliant. You know, and I remember my daughter, and I'd like to say is it doesn't have to cost $1 million, because my daughter used to, in Houston, we have a secondhand shop that's like the cool one, you know, with the cool clothes. And my daughter went to a fine art school, so they loved wearing kind of original clothes. But it's so she would go there, and she'd like to, she would find interesting clothes to wear and play with it. And I think that's what I'm hearing with you is like, if you can play with the fabrics, play with what your style would be, instead of it making it just a battleground.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I do think too, I mean, this is between fifth and sixth grade that I started with a wardrobe allowance and building a wardrobe I loved, which is what I help my clients do now. So, you know, this is pre-pubescent.
Yeah.
And I do think that made a difference. You know, I mean, and I do know that I picked up on some of my mom's body image issues that, you know, I've had to heal for myself as well. And it's not anything that she ever did purposefully, at all. But, you know, so she did mirror for me, you know, she did model for me the positive and the negative. And, you know, fortunately I mostly took the positive, but, and that's nothing against, I love my mom dearly. And I think she's beautiful. For a long time, I was like, how are you skinnier than me? You know, and 'cause she just had a great figure, but I do really think that, you know, so she had a great figure, but yet she was worried about maintaining her weight. So I think that those both really are big reasons why I do what I do, because it's like, but you're so beautiful. How do you not see that? And of course she says the same thing to me. So, you know, but I do think it started from a young age. Definitely.
Right.
I mean, I think she stopped dressing me in like kindergarten, 'cause I was like, no, I'm not wearing dresses. So I could be just a unique snowflake, but that empowerment piece. And you know, you're going to make mistakes, I feel like, and that's going to be part of the learning process for both the mom and daughter. You know, if you make say something like that, and then you can think retroactively about what that might mean for her, and you can address it later and say, listen, you know, this is the reason why I'm feeling this way about your choice in clothes. For one, that's, I see you as this beautiful woman, and I want you to feel that way as well. And I don't want you to think that you have to wear sexy clothes to be beautiful, because you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point, because there is, when I'm talking to my moms, I kind of give them a little brain lesson. And when you're both emotionally flooded, you know, when it's bringing up fear in you and she's feeling shame from you, she can't hear you and you can't hear her. So yeah. Coming back when you're both calm to have that conversation, then she can really hear you. But she can't hear you in that moment where basically she's heard that you've said she's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because in that limbic system of the brain, that reactionary part of the brain, she's going to hear what you say in an extreme. So coming back and having that conversation where you can say, no, I think you're beautiful. And here's what I was really trying to say. And here's the fear that came up in me. When moms, you can own your fear, they can hear you. They, it's a different way of... they can hear your message when you own that I said that because I was afraid.
Yeah.
So you may have answered this question, but how would you work with a teenage girl?
Well, I really do believe it comes back to the confidence piece. And there's a big reason why, that's a big reason why I do volunteer with the Step Up Women's Network, because I've seen these teenage girls that have no self-confidence. And through the program, by the time they're seniors, I'm just like, oh my God, I was not like you when I was a senior in high school.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish I was. The confidence that they have. So I think it would really be about, a series of workshops as far as getting into, diving into who you are, what do you want to achieve in this life? And, a lot of people do start having a sense from that young age. I mean, look at there's a lot of high school entrepreneurs that have been pretty successful.
Right.
Because parents let them, be creative and believed in them. And I think it's sort of probably the first step would be talking about who is your style icon. Maybe it's like going through and having a bonding experience of creating. I tell clients, to sort of get more clarity on what your style is, how you want to show up, how you want to be perceived, to go through fashion magazines or, you can go online to like people.com and start like pinning images that call to you, that inspire you in your style. So you can start really digging into and discovering your personal style. And I think that could be a really fun experience to start with a teenage girl or prepubescent young lady who is trying to find herself. Because that's really what it comes down to. We're just starting to try and find ourselves, and we keep doing that up until how old? So... Who are we? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm over all those issues.
Yeah. It just depends. Everyone has their own. Yeah.
So, this is such great stuff. Oh my gosh. So, because it's huge. Every mom, every daughter has body issues. And what I like to say is if you're not in touch with those, think about walking through a mall in a bathing suit. And then I think you can find them. So another question I have is, we've been talking kind of about the daughter, but what about mom? See, her daughter doesn't want her dressing like her, but she also doesn't want to be embarrassed by what she wears. And, since I am a mom, I'm very sympathetic, but it's like I can focus on what my daughter's wearing, on what my daughter's wearing, on what my daughter's wearing. And I'm not really paying attention that much about what I'm wearing. And what I'm wearing can be kind of just good enough. I have kind of my good enough work clothes or my good enough. And so I think moms can fall into traps. Like we kind of have our they're okay clothes. They're not horrible. Or we just live in yoga pants,
Absolutely.
We go to Starbucks. We got our yoga pants. But I don't think moms are really that excited about their clothes. It's kind of like they've lost that. And I think it would be kind of a cool thing if mom could kind of get excited about her clothes too while her daughter is so focused on it. So do you...
I agree 100%. I think what... it's not uncommon that someone will hire me after their... kids are in, go off to college, and then they can think about themselves now. You're so focused on them so selflessly, which is so common for women, which is why we're so amazing and why I believe so much that it's so important for us to, if we want to stay in corporate, and this is why I work with professional women and I don't bother with men, even though they'd be easy, they're easy sitting targets, but, I really think that when we stay in the working world, it's because we really have a mission and a purpose. And for the most part, that's a blanket statement, of course, but we're selfless. Just by nature, we're caretakers. We're givers.
Yeah.
And of course, that means that if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. So really what you should be doing is taking care of yourself first, like the air mask on the airplane. before taking care of your children. And I do think it goes to back to the modeling conversation of setting the precedent, setting the tone. And I think one thing that both my mom and my grandma did brilliantly for me is that they really did model it. And my mom would always be like, especially because I fought to get my ears pierced when I was younger. She's like, don't leave the house without earrings. You know, she would not leave the house without earrings. And she had her thing, you know, I'd certainly have helped my mom over the years. And I think even my dad's been grateful. He loves her and she's beautiful. But, you know, I had her going down a size in clothes. I got her out of mom jeans. But I noticed she always cared about how she presented herself, and she did take care of herself. And if she was wearing workout clothes, they were cute workout clothes, you know. And I'm still the same way. I mean, you know, sometimes you just need to get out the door really quickly, and so you pretend like you went to the gym and you put on workout clothes to pretend like you're going to the grocery store from the gym. You know, we're all guilty of that. But again, it's just make sure you don't wear sweats. Wear the cute yoga pants. Wear the cute, you know, workout top as well. Add some color into your workout clothes. But just pay attention to the fit of the clothes, because a lot of women, for the most part, they buy clothes that are too big as opposed to too small. Probably the teenage girls, it's that they're buying clothes too small. It's that fit is absolutely key, and that goes back to knowing how to dress your body type as well. And I know shopping can be frustrating because, you know, finding designers that work for your body type and your budget and your style and the fabric and all that stuff, you know, that can make it really frustrating. So it's easy to give up, which is, again, you know, why I do what I do, to make it easy so that you don't have to give up. But I think it also goes to being kind to yourself too. Yeah. And knowing that you don't need to go on a shopping spree, but just starting to get, you know, do the style vision board exercise with your daughter, and just, unless you already have a clear idea of what you like, and just one step at a time, building a wardrobe that really reflects that. It does not need to be a shopping spree. It can be one piece at a time, which works better for most budgets anyways.
Right.
So.
Well, that could be a really fun project.
Mm-hmm.
For like mother and daughter to, mother could have her own like style board, vision board, and so could her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be kind of a fun thing.
Absolutely.
And I think what you're saying is so important, because one key piece in my Power Your Parenting program is I want moms to reclaim all those parts, those facets of them, because all of that makes them who they are as a parent. Mm-hmm. You can't, I think a lot of times moms like neglect how they look, how they feel in clothes, and they just think of themselves as a parent. But that affects your energy, that affects how you think about yourself. And there's nothing like having something that you think is cute and it fits you to make, I mean, it just kind of gives you a little extra step. What's that?
Absolutely.
You say it? Yeah.
Absolutely. How you dress absolutely impacts how you show up. And they've coined the term in clothes cognition, and did a study on this where they had people wear a white lab coat, and some people, they told them it was a doctor's coat. And then they had them take a test. And the other people, they told it was a painter's jacket, and they had them take a test. And the people who were told that it was a doctor's coat performed better than those who were told it was a painter's jacket.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So it's, I mean, and that's obviously, so that's part of that is that it's the value that you put on the clothes impacts how you show up. But that doesn't discredit that the fact that what you wear does impact how you feel about yourself and how you perform.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you just feel better and you feel confident and you look people in the eyes. I know, like if I'm wearing something, like last night I had to run to my office and get something out of it, and I had not very cute workout clothes because I actually was working out. And, you know, I would not look anybody in the eye luckily I didn't see anybody, but I would not look anyone in the eye because of what I was wearing. And I think if you're wearing something that you feel good about, you're more present to people too.
Absolutely.
So what, this is all such good stuff. So what's your, do you have like one suggestion, tip, golden nugget for these moms? I mean, it could be about their daughters. It could be about them.
You know, I really think it goes to the modeling piece. I think the most effective leaders are those that lead by example. And as a mom, you're the most important leader because you're leading the family.
Yeah.
Even if, whether or not there's a dad, you're still leading the family, let's be honest. And so I do really think that you need to set the tone and set the precedent. And so finding your own style is really a key piece of that. And wearing clothes that fit you well and make you feel good. And that's easier said than done, obviously, but it can just be that first step of just, you know, making sure that you're wearing a little bit of color, or, you know, starting to pay better attention to the fit of your clothes and how you feel in them each day. And then you'll notice that things start to evolve and the way that you approach it when you shop will change too. It's really a mindset shift.
That's cool.
So that's not really one, but
no, that's good. That's good. So, how would someone work with you? If someone was interested in working with you, how would they do that?
Absolutely. Well, I would just ask them to reach out to, they can go to my website, of course, ustyled.com. That's the letter ustyled.com. But they can reach out and set up a style clarity call, and we can talk about where they're at, where they're going, what's holding them back. And, I can figure out what would be the best way for me to serve them that way. And, usually with most clients, we start with a style session. And that's just digging into who they are, where they're at in their closet, cleaning out, cleansing and editing, and styling. And then we move forward with how do you actually build the wardrobe that supports you and build a wardrobe that you love. I do have an online course, but that won't be going live again until probably January or February, which walks you through all these things as well. But I'm not there with you. I'm offering support, but I'm not in your closet the way that I otherwise would be.
Yeah.
But so if they were interested in knowing about that in the future, they could sign up for my Build a Wardrobe You Love email series, which again is gives you some of those first steps that you can start taking to help you build a wardrobe you love.
Yeah. And don't you have something like some free gift on your website?
Yes. The Build a Wardrobe You Love email series. If they go in and go to ustyled.com and input their name and email, their first name and email, they'll automatically start getting, it's a series of emails that walk you through the essential pieces of building a wardrobe you love. Figuring out what are closet staples versus wardrobe updates, figuring out what it is that you need in your closet so you can identify what's missing, and helping you to start defining your style as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Catherine, it has been so much fun. I really appreciate your time. I know you're in New York City. You just flew from LA yesterday. Yeah. I just really appreciate you making time for this.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, well, you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.